I am a woman that had an abortion, and I talk about this because people do not tell the stories of women who have actually gone through this and the trauma that comes with it. Now, yes, there is forgiveness in Christ Jesus, and you can be forgiven. And we need to pray for the mothers that have gone through that and let them know that there is forgiveness on the other side. But there is trauma with that. You are not the same when you recognize what you have done.
Welcome, everybody, to Conversations That Matter. I am your host, Alex Newman, for the New American Magazine, and we have an incredibly special guest today, just an amazing young woman who is doing so much for the cause of freedom, not just in Florida, but nationally. You may have seen her in the national news not too long ago. She was speaking at the Family Research Council event, and she called for a mass exodus of children out of the government schools, and it got picked up absolutely everywhere. She's, of course, deeply involved in politics. In fact, I first met her when she was working on the Trump campaign here in Florida, doing just some amazing work. And of course, we know Trump did win here in Florida. She's also the senior director with Moms for America, a wonderful organization. We've had the head and the founder of that on here as well. Incredible woman. And of course, Keisha is the host of the Keisha King Show, which if you haven't listened yet, you need to. It's fantastic. Keisha, thank you so much for coming on the program with us today. I want to start with the mass exodus. You had your daughters in school, and you eventually came out and very publicly called on parents to remove their children, and you've now done that yourself. What was it that caused you to make that decision and then to speak out so publicly about it?
Sure. So, well, thank you so much for having me, Alex. So, you know, I was one of those parents in 2020 that had seen all of the crazy stuff going on in the schools, the curriculum, critical race theory, then later found out the queer theory. And, you know, I went down to the school boards and I was thinking, you know, I just need to voice my opinion. I need to stand with moms. And, you know, surely they're going to respect what I have to say because I'm a parent. They work for me. And, you know, and it did not go that way. So I was, I'm like, wait a minute, what, something's wrong here. And then we were called domestic terrorists. And it was quite a blow because the highest levels of the federal government were turning against its citizens. And I just couldn't believe it. And I said, that's it. That was enough for me. And I was like, I'm out. I'm not playing this game. And so I said, we needed a mass exodus from the public school system. And I didn't, you know, I didn't realize what I was saying at the moment. It was just, you know, I don't know. It just came out, you know, I wasn't strategically doing anything. But I had just had it. I had just had it and couldn't believe that this was the federal government turning against parents. And so, yeah, pulled my oldest daughter out in December, and my youngest, I came out of a private school. I'll be homeschooling her this upcoming school year.
And so what has been your reaction so far? I mean, good decision. Would you do it again? Are you pleased? And what was it like to be in the national spotlight like that? I mean, it was just, I saw you everywhere, you know, Fox News. I mean, just, you were like everywhere. Like, hey, I know her. That's crazy. What was that like? And are you glad that you made that decision?
So it was totally life-changing. So the first time I went viral was speaking against critical race theory. Governor DeSantis was banning critical race theory in schools. And I went and spoke and he retweeted that speech. And then that went viral. So from there, my life changed. And that was like a year ago or so in June of last year. And it was just like my life has just totally changed. And then again, when I said the mass exodus, that too, I mean, the room stood to their feet. I could not believe the response and how much that was on the hearts of so many parents and, you know, who felt the same way that I did. And it was definitely, it's been a whirlwind, but I've told God, I have dedicated the rest of my life to this, to education and helping parents get out of government schools, because I just, as learning, you know, as I continue to learn, I learned that they're not broken. They're actually functioning exactly the way that they were created to function. And so what are we fixing? You know, I think we can kind of hold things back with school boards and having decent school board members on there, sane school board members. but you're not going to fix a system because it's not broken.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Actually, that's been my findings as well. You know, as I dig into the people who created this system and what their agenda was. I mean, what's so amazing to me is that they were so transparent. I mean, just go read John Dewey's writings. This guy was obsessed with the Soviet Union and how great it was that they were instilling a collectivistic mentality in all the children. It really is just so grotesque. Keisha, when we first met years ago, America had a different kind of feeling. And since then, we've seen a mass exodus. We've seen millions of families fleeing from the public school system. We've seen really some dramatic transformations in Florida politics here and also nationally. What's your sense about the mood of America? Do you think we're moving in the right direction as far as public opinion and the narrative is concerned? I mean, just, you know, I know Washington's out of control. I know the FBI is calling parents terrorists. It's crazy. But as far as just regular people are concerned, what's your sense of where people are at?
You know, I think it's still divided. I think that, sure, there are a lot of people that are waking up and, you know, certainly the inflation, the gas prices, the food, the baby formula shortages, the tampon shortages. I think those things are, you know, those kitchen table items are really resonating with a lot of families and waking them up. However, there are still a lot of people who are just not paying attention, who are just not, they are so revolution-minded that, you know, this is what they want. They believe that, you know, this, we just have to keep going. You know, it's going to be a little uncomfortable, but it'll be okay because, you know, once we're in charge, then, we can just make everything okay. So I really do believe that there is a divide, a strong divide in the nation, just in loving the country, you know, just in wanting to see America do well. There are some that truly do not want that to happen. But there's this, you know, there's like this subculture of patriots that are just rising up. So it gives me a little bit of hope. I'm like torn because I do see that there is very much a strong divide.
Yeah, there definitely is. And, talking about critical race theory, you were part of that. I think Florida has been one of the boldest states in terms of trying to crack down on that. As far as I'm concerned, it really is revolutionary. They're doing the same thing communist revolutionaries have done, trying to divide the population into opposing camps, oppressor and oppressed. What's your sense about where that's at in Florida? I know technically they're not supposed to be indoctrinating kids with that anymore, but is that still going on that you're aware of, and why is it problematic?
It certainly is going on. What happens, Alex, and I know you know this, these teachers, and I'm not saying all of them, there are many great teachers. Unfortunately, a lot of them are leaving because they refuse to participate in the nonsense. And so we're left with a bunch of Marxists that are teaching our children. And they are indoctrinated in at the university. So what are they going to do? They're going to go into the classroom and continue that indoctrination. And so many of them, as well-meaning as they are, they don't know that they are indoctrinated. They have no idea. I've listened to teachers, hearts in the right place. They don't want to, push certain things, but the way that it's woven into so many things, it's very sneaky. And so, yes, it is still going on. Critical race theory is still going on. It is woven into so many things that it's really hard to take the tentacles out of it. But it's a problem because it is racism. You are teaching children to be racist. You know, in America, we don't have permanent classes like, you know, they did in Germany or when Marx was around. You know, you can, in America, you can be born rich and die poor. You can, you know, or you can be born poor and die rich. We don't have these permanent classes, but we can divide you by race. We can divide you by gender. We can pick apart your little identity groups and there will be just division amongst the people. And, you know, where there is division, you cannot, you know, obviously you can't unite and then come and look at the real enemy, which is the government as far as politics is concerned. It's a problem, and they are revolutionary minded. And I think that's what we have to realize. They mean what they say, and they are very serious.
Yeah, absolutely right, Keisha. You know, Jesus said a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. And it's horrifying to realize that this incredible division is being deliberately fomented by, like you said, revolutionaries who really do not want America to succeed, who actually want to see it go down. We're going to go to break, folks. We'll be right back on the other side of this commercial break with Keisha King. We're going to talk about the growing role of moms in politics and in really trying to protect their children. It's something that's just been extraordinary to see. We'll talk about Moms for America, Roe versus Wade, and so much more. So stay tuned, folks. We will be right back on Conversations That Matter. Keisha, before we get to moms and what's happening with moms in America, I do want to stop on Roe versus Wade real quick. You know, this is a really, in my opinion, a historic turning point in our country. It took, you know, 50 years to correct this. But what are your thoughts and what are you seeing in terms of the public reaction? Is the media being honest about the reaction? And what are you seeing?
Of course, the media is not being honest. I mean, that's what they do. You know, it's really a shame that in America, you can't even depend on, you know, honest media. I see foreign media, foreign press being more honest than America. We're actually reaching out to foreign journalists to come and tell Americans the truth. It's really pathetic. It's really sad. But I mean, from what I see, I see so many people rejoicing. And I think that is good. That is good. When a country comes into agreement with killing children in the womb, when you make that agreement, there's no bottom for you. I think that's why we see such an attack on the family, because when you come into agreement with something so evil, it is plainly evil to do. This is not, you know, we don't need a scientist. We don't need Fauci or anybody to come and tell us that this is good or bad. Like, we know killing children is evil, right? We know that. But we came into an agreement with that federally. And where's the bottom? No wonder we see men saying that they can be women. No wonder we see people saying that children need to learn about pleasure-based sex education. I mean, there's no bottom when you come into agreement with killing children. So I am so thankful that Roe was overturned. I do, now that I understand the legal part of it, the Constitution part of it a lot more, I understand how it was a bad decision in the first place. So I'm thankful that it is a step in the right direction. For me personally, I would like to not see any abortion. So I am grateful for this step in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the media is framing this as an issue that's really going to energize Democrats. They're showing us footage of some of these fringe rallies where these people, they almost look demonically possessed or shrieking about how they're going to kill more. But I saw a video that was on one of the social media platforms, this lady saying she was going to go dumpster dive in the dumpster to eat the remains of these children that have been aborted. What do you think it's going to do politically? You know, Florida is one of the states that has recently passed a law, I guess, protecting babies after 15 weeks. But of course, the vast majority of abortions take place before 15 weeks. So what do you think this is going to do politically? Where do you think America goes from here? And what do you make of this unhinged opposition to the ruling?
So I think that most Americans really do not support late-term abortions. I think people are, you know, they like to consider themselves pro-choice, but in my opinion, it's not really pro-choice. It's pro-abortion. You're either pro-abortion or you're not. And I think, you know, I do think that a lot of people are going to side with pro-lifers because the left has just gone so far. They have gone so far off the reservation that I think a lot of people are going to say, wait a minute, you know, we need to pull this back. That is my prayer. I know that, I mean, that's kind of the sentiment that I hear most people. And, you know, it's a lot of uneducated people who don't know what an abortion really is. Like, once you talk to them, once you have these one-on-one conversations and you explain to them what happens, it can change a lot of minds. And also the other side, I am a woman that had an abortion, and I talk about this because people do not tell the stories of women who have actually gone through this and the trauma that comes with it. Now, yes, there is forgiveness in Christ Jesus, and you can be forgiven. And we need to pray for the mothers that have gone through that and let them know that there is forgiveness on the other side. But there is trauma with that. You are not the same when you recognize what you have done. And I think that, you know, it's a lot of these people who are in the streets, and I agree with you, demonically possessed. I mean, when you see you see the manifestations of demons in these people, you know that there is something. This is a spiritual matter. You know, this is definitely a spiritual matter. And, you know, we need to continue to pray, and we need to continue to lift up those people who have, those moms who have gone through abortions, and realize that this is not something that we want to pass on to the next generation.
Yeah. It's so true, Keisha. It's so sad. And God help us as a nation. It's just incredible what we've done. Keisha, I want to ask you about moms. You know, you are a senior director with Moms for America, a wonderful, wonderful group of moms all across America that are fighting to save our country. You have been involved with other moms groups. And I sense, you know, if I had to pick a term for 2022, it would almost be mama bear. You know, suddenly I'm hearing this term pop up everywhere. It seems like moms are really having an awakening. What should be the role of moms? What is going to be the role of moms going forward? And how can people get involved with Moms for America?
Yes, I love Moms for America. Moms for America, headed by our founder, Kimberly Fletcher, who is an incredible, incredible woman. We have impacted over 500,000 moms across America, networked with, and just, you know, impacted their lives in some type of way. We have a very important role, not only in the country, but first in our homes. Moms for America believes that mothers can raise the next generation of patriots, and we can teach the principles of liberty and the principles of the Constitution and how the Bible is woven into our founding documents and everything that America stands for. And when mothers are armed with this information, we will pass it on to our family and pass it on to our community. And those small groups of moms coming together to learn, which we call our cottage meetings, can change a nation. It can turn a nation around, because the hearts of mothers is for our children. It is for the next leaders. And so when we pass that information on, you get confident when you need to go before your legislator, when you know your rights and you know the Constitution and you know the word of God that you stand on. And so you can go boldly before, you know, the legislators and the school boards, and you are armed with the information that you need to stand up for your family, stand up for your faith, and stand up for your children. And so Moms for America just believes that liberty begins in the home. And so we are trying to spread that message all over the United States.
Amen. And it's so true, that old cliche that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Yeah. It may be cliche, but there's a reason that it's so widely used, because there's really some truth to it. You know, there's almost nobody that influences a child more than his or her mother. Keisha, we're just about out of time, but I do want to ask you, what's the best way for people to tune into your show? What's your website? How can people follow you on social media? And what's the best way to keep in touch with you?
Yeah, so you can go to Keisha King, and it's spelled with a Q. So that's Q-U-I-S-H-A-K-I-N-G, KeishaKing.com. You can find all my social media info there, my podcast info, just information on my background and how I got involved. You can go there. And also the MassExodusMovement.com is links for that website as well. And then you can go to MomsForAmerica.us to find out more about our cottage meetings, our Mom Links groups, our Mom Force, all the amazing things that we're doing. I Vote, the Mom Vote Guide that we've just launched, and incredible things that we're doing with Moms for America.
Well, you guys are doing incredible things, and you are doing incredible things, Keisha. We so appreciate all the great work that you're doing, not just here in Florida. You know, you are really now a national force, and so we appreciate so much what you're doing. We appreciate you coming on the program. We hope to get you back again very soon. Folks, Keisha King is somebody you want to follow. Go to her website, follow her on social media. Again, she's doing incredibly significant work to save our children, to save our nation, to do what's right. And it was an honor to meet her here in Florida while she was involved here. And it's wonderful to see her now working at the national level as well. Folks, we're all out of time. I'm Alex Newman. This is Conversations That Matter for the New American Magazine. Please share this out. You know the fascist social media companies won't help. And until next time, God bless you all.